in Murfreesboro, we would sell Greenland Drive to the president. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Parents will make threats to their children to punish them, but rarely will they really go through with that threat until this woman's going viral on TikTok.
And I said, if you don't stop, I'm going to throw your iPad out the window. And she said, I don't care. So I grabbed it, I rolled that window down and tossed it right out and kept on driving.
Wow. Curious about, like, what kind of harsh punishments did you get?
I remember we, you know, my dad was in the Navy, so we always used to have to take road trips to wherever we were going to be stationed next.
Okay.
And so my sister and I sitting in the back seat. And, of course, being two little kids, especially like brother and a sister, you know, like picking on each other, making a lot of noise.
You were being brats.
Yeah. And my dad would say, you know, if you don't stop, I'm going to pull over and make you walk. And one time he actually did. We were at like a...
Nice.
And then he actually drove off and then came back like, you know, 2 or 3 minutes later and just picked
us
up
again. Were you panicked?
Oh, yeah. We're going like... We're in the middle of the desert. We're near Alamogordo, New Mexico. We don't know what we're going to do here.
It's pretty harsh.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, but yeah, it got the message to us.
Right.
Candace is in Antioch, so what happened to you?
So I was kind of a troublemaker in high school, and my mom took the door away my freshman year through my senior door, so I didn't have a door to my room.
Did you stay there forever?
No, I would sneak out the window.
The window!
Yeah, that's how you get... That's how you get around it. Kids will find a way.
Yeah.
Whatever the punishment is.
Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So if you're driving on Lebanon Road, does it seem to be better today? They've put in the new smart traffic signals and they are live. So it's supposed to help traffic move along one of the busiest roads at Nashville, Lebanon Road, from downtown to the Wilson County line. And it's supposed to move things along a lot faster. They're synced up, so you don't stop as many times. I guess they've also got other improvements, like if the power goes out, the lights can keep working for
that's awesome.
8 hours.
Yeah, you don't have to just panic.
Exactly. So, yeah, if you're driving along Lebanon Road and you feel a difference, or if it's completely not different at all and still sucks, let us know. Text us 615-553-0933.
Governor Lee signed a proclamation making Monday Dolly Parton Day, January 19th. That's also her 80th birthday, so it's a celebration of Dolly Parton.
She's our treasure.
We've lost, you know, Betty White and, you know, Bob Ross. We must maintain. Dolly must be protected at all costs.
That's right. So Panda Fest was really popular, and it's coming back in April. So they have a big Asian food and cultural festival that was attended by, I don't know, tens of thousands, it seemed, just a couple months ago. It's coming back April 3rd through the 5th, and it's going to be where it was last time, which is kind of on Bransford Avenue near Geodis Park.
Yesterday, Jim, you had to have your car worked on. Was your prediction correct?
Yes. They did have HGTV on in the customer service waiting room.
I believe that's something required by law. They probably have, like, you know, inspectors that come around to every showroom and say, you have HGTV on, right?
You better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That and doctor's offices. You have to have it on.
Exactly. You know, and as I'm sitting there waiting for, they were doing, I don't know, some kind of software update on my car.
Yeah.
It is kind of like a hospital waiting room.
It is.
They're doing surgery in another room.
Your car is the patient.
Yep. And then, like, after, you know, a couple hours, instead of a doctor coming out to tell you how the surgery went, you get a technician who comes in. You may want to sit down for this. I have some news for you.
We did all we could.
We found some things while we were in there that were a little disturbing.
Oh, good Lord. They always find something.
You could have us do a few of these things for $500, $600, $900. Or we can just hope for the best and just let the car go peacefully.
And we'll just, and we'll pray for you as you drive home.
Exactly.
See if it'll make it.
I have to get back to the to the service bay, but we don't have any counselors to talk to you. But if you'd like, you can look at the Property Brothers on HGTV.
Right.
If you find some comfort in that.
Why we make arrangements for your car to go to automotive hospice. But everything's all right, though. Huh?
Oh, yeah, everything's okay, fine. Right. Yeah. It's just a couple hours of your life.
You
just
got out for under $1,000. That's always good.
Yeah.
It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Need some trees eradicated or maybe just pruned back? You can contact them.
LocalTreeFellers.com.
We miss Gina. You can check out, but you can never leave.
That's right.
So Gina and her husband, Landon, are going to play Gender Wars. Hey, guys.
Hi. I miss you guys.
Miss you guys.
We miss you, too. You've got the new baby, Paisley, that's keeping you guys busy and probably not sleeping very well. So we might get a punchy Gina and Landon.
Yeah. Sleep-deprived couple is fun.
All right. Our Get Acquainted question is directly related to your parenthood. Landon, let's start with you. How many times have you been peed and pooped on by your new baby?
Three that I can remember for sure. It's probably more.
Okay.
Three that you can remember.
There's a whole bunch that while you were tired probably happened you didn't even notice.
Yeah.
Gina, what about you?
I've been peed on once, but lucky enough, I haven't been pooped on yet.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You've got the art down of avoiding it.
Yeah. She saves that for him, for sure.
Yeah. But it's a girl, so it's not as likely to hit you in the face.
Right, yeah. Hers is just like a little...
You'd be surprised.
She has many
talents.
That's
awesome.
All right. Let's get the game going.
All right. Multiple choice. Gina, here we go. Is Master Splinter the character... Is he a character from Star Wars, Transformers, or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Heroes in a half shell. Turtle power. Good job.
An answer in a song. Landon, multiple choice. Was Belinda Carlisle the lead singer of Bananarama, the Go-Go's, or the Bangles?
The Go-Go's.
The Go-Go's.
That is correct.
Is correct. Okay, one apiece.
Nice.
Gina, the A's are an American League baseball team. What does the A stand for?
Athletic.
Athletics.
Jeez, easy hard
stuff.
To beat.
Easy stuff.
Okay. All right, Landon. What do they teach you at a Paul Mitchell school?
How to cut or style hair?
Yeah, exactly.
Good job.
All right.
Okay.
You guys are perfect so far.
Okay, Gina, South Park is a long-running animated series. It takes place in what state?
Oh, shoot. I want to say it's like Ohio or something like that.
But you shouldn't have.
No.
It's Colorado. Colorado.
Hey,
so that means,
really?
Landon, you have a chance to win the game and beat your wife for the first time ever.
All right.
Gosh, I don't know if that's winning or not.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have phrased it as beat your wife. So if you get it right, you win.
None of us noticed until you pointed it out. Now we're horrified. Okay, Landon, what beauty product can be used to stop a run in your pantyhose? Does anybody wear pantyhose
duct tape,
anymore?
I don't know.
Duct tape.
Is she going to say duct tape?
Oh, that's not what we were looking for.
No.
Nail polish.
All right.
Apparently, you can use it to mend pantyhose.
Probably want to use clear nail polish. Anybody who's thinking about doing it right now.
All right, so it's 2-2.
Yes.
You guys have tied. We have to settle this with name that song lyrically, up to 5 lines of a song. How many do you need, Gina?
I'm going to start high. We'll do 4.
4. What do you think, Landon?
Can you do it in less?
I could probably do it in 3.
3. Back to you, Gina.
Oh, man. You know what? Do it. I'm putting it in your hands.
Okay.
Make him do it.
3 lines is what you get.
Landon, you're a songwriter, so we expect you to get this right.
Right. No pressure.
Here are the lyrics. We will rock you.
Rock you.
Sing it.
You have to the song.
Gina's going, this was so rigged. It was so rigged.
Dang it.
She's punching the air right now.
Love it. You guys are competitive. And
miss you guys.
We miss you too. Thanks for playing Gender Wars. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits 93.3.
Everybody sneezes.
Are those sneezes that are really like over-enthusiastic. Are those like because people want to get attention for their sneezes?
So you're saying loud sneezers are doing it for attention?
What some people wonder.
It's
are
not
they
just
doing
a natural thing.
Right. Like, oh, I'm just, that's just the way I am. I can't help it. Now, Woody, you're a loud sneezer.
I'm a very loud sneezer. I'm known for that. I don't do it for attention. It's just, it comes out of me.
You're not doing it on
no,
purpose.
No, I have to sneeze. I don't know why.
So he says.
Yeah, okay.
So there are some people asking that question on social media, and this guy brings up something that may poke a hole in your theory.
Okay.
Deaf people don't make a vocalization when they sneeze. This partially deaf blogger thinks it's one of the most annoying things that hearing people do and thinks that we're all faking it.
So if you can't hear yourself, which is people who have that, you know, that they just can't, they can't
hearing,
hear.
So they can't
they
hear
don't make a sound.
When they sneeze?
The stuff just comes out.
Like, really?
Yeah. They just do it silently. So it kind of gives some credence to the theory, like, okay, we can control how loud we sneeze.
Yeah.
And we're just doing it on purpose because we like that sound.
Okay.
So you might be just convinced that you were born that way, but you have decided that your sneezes are going to sound outrageous.
Suddenly I'm a Lady Gaga song.
That's right.
I was
not born this way.
I was born this way. I don't control it. It just happens.
See,
maybe I'm
says,
just used to it after
BS
after years
that.
And years of sneezing.
That you trained yourself.
Yeah.
That you liked the sound of your sneeze and then it became your automatic thing.
My sneezes shake my whole body.
Yeah.
I have to turn away from people and like, you know.
I think you're just an attention hog.
Well, maybe I can make it worse by adding more sounds to it.
If this is true, if we are deciding what sound we make and it's not just an uncontrollable urge,
go for it.
Like, come up with something interesting.
Yeah, you go. There. Work on that at home. Practice that in the bathroom mirror the rest of the weekend.
Go for one of those car horns from an old black and white movie. Ooga!
Ooga! Hey, how about a Woody and Jim mood boost? Here's one.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in the walk around the neighborhood.
Think about what you accomplished when you were 11 years old.
Not much.
Dressing yourself, maybe? Using the bathroom all by yourself? Well, there's a girl in Mount Juliet. She's 11 years old, Meg Berryman, and she has just written her third book. She wrote her first book when she was 9, and now she's on her third book. She has a 5-book series. It's kind of a fun fantasy kids book about wolves.
Incredible.
And her dad, obviously very surprised and very proud.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. She's self-motivated and kind of took it upon herself to write a book. From whenever she started writing it, she's pretty adamant that she wanted it to be cheap enough that kids her age, if they wanted it, they could buy it.
Way to go. Way to go, man.
Oh, that's great. If you'd like to see the video and hear from Meg herself, the 3-time author from Mount Juliet, you can go to the Woody and Jim Facebook page or Totally Hits 93.3.
Go to TotallyHitsNashville.com, download our app, and you listen from wherever. You can listen from whatever foreign country we take over this weekend.
That's right.
Because you never know. It's like, okay, we took over Venezuela. The president has his eye on Canada, as always. Mexico, Colombia, and Greenland, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't know. What countries are going to take over? I was having my weekly meeting with the, the Brain Trust of Rutherford County yesterday. That's all made up. But we decided we would gladly, in Murfreesboro, we would sell Greenland Drive to the president. He could occupy most of the MTSU campus right there on Greenland Drive in Murfreesboro. And maybe, you know, the abandoned old Blue Raider bookstore, he could turn that into a giant ballroom.
Oh, there you go.
See, it's a win-win. You could tell everybody, I own Greenland now.
Practice Greenland in Murfreesboro,
Drive.
Greenland Drive. We just got our squares in for the office pool of what country we're going to take over this weekend.
Yeah.
And let's see. I got Trinidad. I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm not going to win anything. You might win some money because you got that little island that only ducks live on in Old Hickory Lake.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
We might invade there this weekend.
I didn't know they were an autonomous country, so that's good.
If they do, you got you win the pool.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Where does Tennessee rank as far as terrible roads and dangerous places to drive? We are fifth in the nation.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah. I mean, and they say the most dangerous ones are, surprisingly, I-65, I-40, and I-24.
Only all the roads.
All the I's. All the I's have it.
So Verizon is trying to say sorry to everybody because of the outage they had on Wednesday for about 9 hours. They are giving affected customers a $20 account credit off your bill.
Okay.
So if you were one of the people that couldn't get, you know, the code sent to your phone and do your banking or sign into your streaming account, you have to go to the My Verizon app and you got to beg them for it. If you don't ask, they're not giving it to you.
Please, please give me the money. We don't know who the Titans' new coach will be, but we know it's not going to be John Harbaugh, former Ravens coach. I guess he signed with the Giants, even though the Titans were going to go to his house and beg him in person. But then they decided, you know, let's save the bus fare and just not go. Because he would sign with somebody else.
It's a foregone conclusion.
Yeah. A lot of people are talking about Mike McCarthy, who used to be the Packers coach when they were good. And he was also the Cowboys coach when they were bad. So people are going, I don't know. Cowboys.
I feel that they might hire him.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel.
Yeah. What are we doing this weekend?
We're going to be watching a lot of football.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm also going to help Special Olympics athletes here in Nashville are starting their first podcast tomorrow.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm going to be a helper on that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, and I think I'm going to go see the newest 28 Years Later movie, which is supposed to be really good. I loved the one that's that on Netflix right now that came out last summer.
Yeah. I have to catch up. I haven't seen any of those movies.
It's good.
So, all right. 28 minutes later, then 28 days later.
Yep.
28 decades later.
What do you got going on this weekend?
Tonight is going to be a fundraiser. A good friend of ours and a longtime listener, Chris, in Murfreesboro, is battling cancer. And there is a fundraiser party going on tonight. It's at Seasons Restaurant, which is in the... I always want to say the Clarion Inn. It's the Clarion Inn in Murfreesboro, right off of I-24. They're doing that tonight. And Rubik's Groove, who you may know is a really good 80s and 90s band, they're going to be performing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's $20 cash to get in, and all the proceeds will go to Chris and his wife.
You have a great night out, and you're helping him with the medical expenses.
Oh, yeah. And we will be dancing like crazy to Jesse's Girl. My girlfriend will be there, and that'll be all about that.
Awesome.
You guys have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday with a Woody and Jim joke-off, and we have tickets to a mystery Totally Hits concert.
That's right. Totally Hits artist or group is coming. Can't tell you who they are.
Man, woman, or group.
But we will have tickets.